This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The House is poised to pass the defense policy bill known as the NDAA. Congressman Jason Crow says it will have a lot of positive impacts for Colorado, from pay raises for service members to support for the aerospace industry. The bill would also set up a Space National Guard.
We have about a third of the overall national space assets. The guard component, space assets in Colorado, so it's extremely important that we elevate those to an equal status with the other reserve components and also make sure we're keeping it within Colorado.
Colorado's members of Congress have also offered up several amendments to the NDAA, including a Bronze Star Award and a pair of public land bills. Colorado drivers have lots of room for improvement. That's one takeaway from a new CDOT survey. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
10% of Colorado drivers say they rarely or never stop for pedestrians. One out of five say they drive within 2 hours of drinking alcohol. Nearly as many say they regularly speed. None of these data points have changed too much since last year. But state safety officials say such behaviors have still likely contributed to Colorado's ongoing rise in traffic fatalities. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Timed vehicle reservations for El Dorado Canyon State Park are available starting today. Reservations are only required for weekends and holidays, with the first slots available for Saturday, July 23rd. 200 vehicles will be allowed into the park each day. The pilot system runs through mid-September, but people visiting on foot or shuttle aren't required to register. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.